you know, drastic things could happen if we can't make some progress towards that.
Agreed. All right, so we don't have our IGM or our ICFO with us tonight. Tamara is, I believe, on vacation for two more days, and John Verniel is just embroiled in all sorts of Pacifica-related stuff, although I did have one brief conversation with him today because I didn't know what his disposition would be for this meeting. I asked him what the progress of the audits was for the 2018 audit, and he indicated that the last news he had was that they would be that 2018 budget, at least in its I don't know what they call it when they write in a bunch of it's not redacted. I'm not thinking of the right term right now. In the form that we have come
with
to
the
expect.
Opinion, it's called
yes,
with opinion.
With opinion. Thank you, Mansoor. That would be prepared within the next 2 to 3 weeks, I believe, is what he told me. So there's a good chance that we'll at least have something a little firmer to stand on. Maybe not by next meeting, but by the one following that. So that's the only update I had. I haven't been in contact with Tamara. That is about all I have to offer on the financial front, I'm afraid. All right. So is there any new business that anybody would like to bring to the table?
Wait a minute, hold on. Was that the discussion of the apportionment to central services fees?
Oh shoot, that's right. We dropped that in there. I was looking at an old version of the agenda. Thank you, Arcall. You're right. Okay.
Yeah, I was about to add that too.
My apologies. Okay, so what I mentioned earlier in an email is that Tamara doesn't really know what to do as far as the central services allocation is concerned. It's been done a wide variety of ways in the past. The current method for dividing it is basically for each station to devote 15%, I think. Is it 15% of revenue? I believe it is, except for BAI, which was given a reduced rate because of the tower lease situation. I think Tamara's looking for guidance from the NFC on this issue. So I'd like to open the discussion to what would be what are some possible scenarios and what is the most fair way of doing this. I'm not going to offer any suggestions. I'm just going to listen for the moment. Tamara had a few suggestions, and I'll review that after I've heard everybody on this subject.
Okay. Historically, it's the levy has been 17% for the national office and 2.5% for Pacifica Radio Archives. So that's been what it's supposed to have been. But yeah, owing to stuff happening with DAI, we got ours knocked down a bit. But yeah, we have to look at this and see what's happening, and also we might at some point discuss if a station is basically paying into a hole in time, which means when a station pays, it doesn't get credited for this year; it gets credited for a year in sometime in the past, which kind of makes it hard to really pay attention to how things are really going. Do we want to keep on doing that, or do we want to just say everybody start on this year? So anyway, so it was 17, and then 2.5%. Those were what had to be done at one point.
Okay. Sharon, the question.
Go ahead, Sharon.
I'm not sure what you mean, Arpal, when you say 17% national office, 2.5% PRI. Is that how the money that goes? I don't know what you're referring to there.
Yeah, that's been the levy for some time. The
you mean the national office? I don't understand, because does that
okay,
mean that
I'll
the national office is receiving 17%?
I will try
or because
to.
They're not paying? Okay.
I will try to explain it. 17% of listener revenue, listener sponsor revenue, is supposed to go to the national office. 2.5% is supposed to go to the Pacifica Radio Archives. And again, the issue here we got to keep in mind is this has traditionally always been assessed on listener support revenue. So there's that.
Bill,
okay, so then I'm sorry. Just one more question, just because I don't quite understand. So then, what happens with the remaining, 80% of the money? How is that? Where does that go?
No. That's what comes out of the station. The station looks at how much, if the station makes $100,000 in listener support, it sends $17,000 to the national office and $2,500 to Pacifica Radio Archives.
Okay,
that's what the percentage
is. I get
it.
I finally get it. Okay.
Bill, was that, did you request to be on the staff?
Yeah, I think and what Arpal was saying is correct. And another the change is that KPFK doesn't pay the 2.5% PRA support because they provide the offices, the space in their building for PRA, but they still pay the 17% of listener support to the national office. And I'll just point out how when the stations can't pay the central services, it really strangles the national office. That's frankly how we got so far behind on the audits. We didn't have money to pay for an auditor, and we didn't have money to pay for enough financial staff in the national office. And those funds pay for audits and insurance and IT support and all kinds of things for all the stations. And so, if the money's not there, it's tough. And we get late audits, and it also impacted the pensions pretty significantly, not having enough people to do that. And so our part was right. The WBI used to pay, I think it was half the 70% rate while they had the Empire State Tower lease contract. But that was, replaced last year with a much less expensive tower lease at Four Times Square. So that part's over with.
Anyone else?
That's what the big loan was for.
Fred,
refinance that.
Fred?
Fred, yes. Fred from KPFK.
Okay.
What Bill then mentioned is also some exclusions that 19.5% for central services was just the user support, not things that were excluded were things like bequests and I think also outside events like fairs and things of that nature that raise money, I think were excluded from the central services charge. But there, now with the new structure,
correct.
I'm sorry? Hello?
Oh, I just said correct. That's right.
So that made it more complicated, of course. But now with the new structure, there are two issues here. First of all, we need to know how much money we actually need to raise for central services, because we're now paying NITA. We're paying NITA instead of financial staff, and so how much money is actually necessary to be raised for central services? And then, what's the fairest way to allocate the cost to the stations? So the last time central services were actually calculated was like 5 or 6 years ago. So they've been out of whack for a while based on if you're basing it on income. So, But I think that the fairest way to allocate central services is a percentage of income, whether we exclude things like bequests and you know, things that aren't planned is really up to us. Okay, that's all I have to say.
Okay, I'll get you three. Just a quick question on that point. When you say income, do you mean revenue?
Yes.
Okay, just checking. Nancy, go ahead.
Jesus.
I think somebody was before me.
Yeah? Okay.
Yes.
It sounded.
Lyndon was.
Okay. Go ahead, Lyndon. Sorry.
I don't know what the how the 17% was calculated. I was in a business, and we were regulated by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. And when we did things like this, if we were going to apportion some of our corporate overhead to our business, there was a formula, and these formulas, you know, could knock out in court cases or administrative judges. And so it could be like, you know, 25% on what your revenue is, 25% on what your assets are, but I don't know what the 17% and the 2.5%, where those numbers came from. Are they just what was needed at the time?
I believe that's so, yes.
I don't know that.
That's my understanding. I think the formula was arrived at, you know, however long ago, half a decade ago, before my time on the board. But I believe they looked at what the demand of the national office was for central services and divided that by the amount of revenue that the entire network was going to generate. And then it was like our Paul said earlier, or maybe it was Bill, it was skewed in favor of certain exigent circumstances at individual units. The current setup, I believe, is the KPFA. The one I have listed is KPFA was 15% of revenue. That is the case for all the stations except for VAI, which was at 8%. So that's the current proportion that I have. That doesn't include the archives, by the way. That's just the that's just the Pacifica demand. So, so it's 15, 15, 15, 15, and 8 is what I'm showing. Let's see. There was Nancy and who else was on the stack?
Bill again.
Okay.
After everybody else goes.
And James also. James, please.
James, okay. Nancy, go ahead, and then James.
I just would like to know if there is a motion that was passed with all these details 5 years ago. I know a lot of times motions resurface that somebody has a record of, and I believe we're supposed to be keeping a record of all motions passed from the beginning of when Pacifica started. And so I'm wondering, are all these details and caveats written down somewhere in a policy that we can look at and so that we can officially change it? Does anybody know?
I certainly don't.
Are Paul for a fast one here?
Go ahead, Paul.
Okay. It's kind of thorny. Basically, yes. Since we've had this current governance structure, it should all be in the minutes of the Pacifica National Board, because obviously that's where the decisions are made. But when we decide, well, let's have this formula for central services, it passes the NFC as the NFC recommends to the PNB that the central services be this. And so the PNB needs to pass it. So it would all be in the PNB minutes over the years, which I have found very difficult to get through. It also needs to be said that some of this actually comes from the previous governance situation, which means a lot of the basis of what we're doing is from the 20th century. So there's that. The basic thing is I don't think anybody's going to go back to the 20th century stuff because a lot of that got trashed with one of our upheavals years ago. So I would say the minutes of the PNB should contain all of this. What order that's in, I do not know.
Thanks, Arpa.
Sharon, for the
staff. I'll put you on the stack, Sharon. Gotcha. James?
Yeah, thank you. I can see how it might be considered that bequests might be considered revenue to individual stations. But I'm also wondering, and I realize the difficulties in this and perhaps the impossibility, but I just would like to hear some conversation about it, if anyone has a comment, about when a bequest originates, a bequest that goes to the national office or to Pacifica as opposed to an individual station, such as the recent one of almost $750,000 that went to Pacifica that came from the WBII listener area, a listener from WBII who at the same time donated $208,000 to WBAI. If there has ever been any discussion of the area that the bequest was generated from would get any possible credit for example, for past central services lapses.
Yeah, I don't have an answer for that one. Does anybody else?
Well, I do. Sorry to be jumping on this a lot, but yeah, I do.
Go ahead, Arpal.
All right. Yes. First of all, you can't put a levy on bequests because you don't know where they're coming from. And levies have always been on listener support. So if you go out and you sell lemonade in front of the radio station, that doesn't get levied. The station gets all that. Regarding the getting credit for bequests that go to Pacifica, a motion regarding that did pass the NFC, but we were told by the chair that it did not pass at the PNB. In fact, it may be still in limbo in the PNB. I don't know. So that's what I know so far, not being on the PNB.
All right, Arpal. Bill?
Sorry, I was muted. I guess to answer some of the earlier questions, I think from Lyndon or somebody, what we kind of need to do is work backwards. We need to know how much money the national office needs to operate. And we don't quite have that because we don't have a current income statement. I'd sent an email, I think, yesterday suggesting that we might estimate it for the time being by extrapolating from the income statement we do have, which only went through March, which is half the fiscal year, and maybe making some adjustments for things like staffing changes and the fact that the physical building where the national office is has been cleaned out and we don't have to pay the utilities or rent on that anymore, although that's a relatively small amount. But we need to get with Tamara and finalize that. But we might guess that we could stick with approximately the same percentage we've had in the past, 70% of listener support, and perhaps ignoring the other revenue items. I don't care if we do it listener support or a smaller percentage of all revenue, which is okay with me. But the main thing, we have to come up with enough total money for the national office to operate. We don't know exactly what that is yet. So we might just have to guess at the rate, and I'm suggesting keep it as what we had in the past, 70% for the national office and 2.5% for PRA, except from KPFK, and then adjust it in a few weeks when we're able to get up-to-date financial information from our interim CFO.
Thanks, Bill. Sharon?
Okay, yeah, I was going to make a kind of a similar comment, which is that it would be really helpful to know what the actual expenses are that we need to pay, because then we could determine what percentage would be needed of listener support to pay it. So for that reason, I really don't see any reason to change any formula right now until we have that number. I don't see why we would, because if we have to just do it again in a few weeks, what's the difference? And also, I'm somewhat confused because, Bill, you're saying 17%, but Chris said that the latest numbers are 15%. So not quite sure what that discrepancy is about.
I think it's 17. I think that's our poll.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, our poll. These are the numbers I got from Tamara, so I'd be interested in knowing where the 17% came from too.
That had been the base for it for a while. They've been changing, yeah. So it again at that point we also didn't have BAI getting the 8%. That had been a historical base. So basically
okay.
It's open at this point. But the basic
Limited
thing is it has to be based on something you can predict, which is listener support revenue. Because if you try to base it on other stuff, you got nothing to really figure out the future on.
Understood. Thanks, Arpal. Yeah, I'm actually in agreement with Bill on this, that it would be, and there was somebody else who brought it up quite a bit earlier, that without the cost structure from the national office, it's going to be very difficult to determine what these percentages should actually be. So I will, there's no point in emailing Tamara tonight, but I'll do so later on in the week. And if I can't reach her via email, I'll try and get her on the phone and see if I can get something like a reasonable projection for what the central services cost will be network-wide, and so we can use that as a basis for a starting basis for the formula. I'm not suggesting that we should come up with formulas for tonight, by the way. I wanted to open it up just so I could get everybody's feedback. I think some of what was brought up tonight is enlightening and helpful to me, and so I thank you for it. Lyndon, you had something to say? Was that right?
Yeah, I do. But I did. But my grandfather clock might disturb y'all, so I had to move. I just say that our you know business managers ought to know what percentage they're sending in. So you know 15, 17, whichever. But it doesn't really sound like it's a formula. When y'all said formula, I was thinking you know some of this, some of that. But it's just a flat. Roll it all up to the top, and how much do we need from each station, right?
Yeah. Lyndon, I think I might be able to address this point directly. I think what is demanded from the national office, if I'm not mistaken, is a fixed amount. So if revenue is declining, then that percentage is going to increase over time. The percentages were from 5 years ago, so it's quite possible that 15 is now 17. Because revenue has declined over that period of time. That's just my hypothesis. I have no way of testing it because I don't know, I don't know what the actual requirements are right now. So I think that is actually the place that we need to start. I agree with everybody who's brought that up tonight. I don't think we have much to go on until we have that number. So it's kind of pointless to try and come up with a formula until then. Hey, Sharon, and I don't want to make this specific to KPFA because I'm going to because it's the only station I'm intimately familiar with in terms of the details of the finances. Is there a portion of what's paid for by central services that's actually being handled by KPFA directly? In other words, is there something that's part of that cost structure that I'll just make it more general than that, that some of the stations are actually taking care of on their own. Is that the case?
I'm not quite sure what you're asking. I don't follow you.
Okay. Let's say I'm just going to give an arbitrary example because I don't know what example to give right now. Let's say that an individual station pays for its health insurance premium. Is health insurance one of the things that central services is supposed to be paying for?
Hmm. I do not know the answer to that question. I do believe that KPFA is paying their own health insurance premiums. And if I recall, I think that they're a line item in each station's budget. So it would seem that each station should be paying that.
Okay, so that's a separate item.
Go ahead, Nancy. The health insurance premiums are separate from the central services.
Okay, thank you. All right, so that's not a good example. And I'm sorry I'm not going to be able to come up with a better one. Because I don't know, I don't have a detailed accounting of what the central services go for. If anybody here can list me a few examples of what the central services go for, I'm sure administration is part of it. That would be an obvious one. But
everything in the national office budget or income statement. Look
everything
at that
tab
on the income statement.
Okay.
Salaries, consultants,
got
insurance.
It. Okay. Got it. Okay.
I suppose to answer that question, there could be an argument, I guess. I mean, you know, I am a lawyer, that, you know, KPFA makes the payments for the property taxes, and that we do pay those. And, of course, now that is, well, that used to be the national office properties. So I'm not quite sure, though, actually, how that works out. But I believe that's kind of like what you're asking, Chris.
Yeah, it is. I'm just kind of curious how the what is actually considered common expense, I guess, would be a way of putting it, versus individual station expense. But this is why I'm getting off into the weeds here, and I can figure it out on my own. I was just wondering whether anybody specifically knew about it. I'll look into it myself. Are there any other comments on this subject? The central services subject. Sounds like we're getting tired. All right.
Well,
so,
Bill,
go ahead, Bill.
I was just going to suggest, for budgeting purposes, for individual stations' budgets, I suggest we just keep the until we figure out exactly how much money the national office needs to operate next year. We keep it at 17% of listener support for all stations and for the national office, and 2.5%. For PRA for all stations except KPFK, and then we can adjust that after we figure out, you know, more precisely how much money the national office needs.
Okay. Well, I mean, I wasn't actually proposing that we come up with the central services numbers tonight. This was just a general discussion to try and figure out what to do. But yeah, I'm with you on that. Until we have hard figures for what the actual requirement. Is it's pointless to try and figure out what individual stations can or can't do. There were a few different scenarios that were tossed around, including equally proportioning out the percentages on a basis of revenue per station. But that can be saved for a later discussion, I think, once we have a better idea of what the actual requirements are. Go ahead.
Just another thing, another reason I forgot to mention earlier why central service agreements are important. Right now, PRA is really suffering because they're short on central services payments from stations. And, you know, that I'm not sure what they're going to be able to do, but most of their money goes to payroll. And if they don't have the money coming in as projected from central services, what are they going to do? So that's, it really seriously affects individual employees and their operations when the money's not coming in. And that's only that 2.5% figure. So it's really important to keep all those numbers coming in.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I look forward to this seems like a really thorny issue to me, a complicated one. And I'm looking forward to kind of delving into it and figuring out what the hell is going on and what the requirements and needs are and what stations can meet those needs and how they can meet them. This is obviously, you know, a much larger line item than the interest payments. It's just roughly five times the requirement of what the interest payments are at last accounting. And so it's like a very, very big issue. And I'm sure it'll be if the interest payment discussion was contentious, and it wasn't especially contentious tonight, I'm sure that the central services discussion will be even more contentious. So, we'll save it for another meeting. If there's no further additions, we only have 8 minutes left till time certain. I'd rather move on to new business, if we could. Is there any new business that anybody would like to bring forward? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn, Mansoor.
Does anybody object to the motion to adjourn? We are adjourned. Thank you very much, everyone.
For the Hafiz.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.